this week's parsha, towards the beginning of the parsha, it says a pasuk is the verse shetivo Hashem tasu ve'yiroel aleichem kvod Hashem. So the Mefarshim already grapple with what exactly is the message that he's saying over here. It already says that you're supposed to do all the karbonas. So what's this pasuk adding? The Ramban actually, because of that kasha, says that this pasuk is not bimkamoi, and it has a different pirush in it. The Targum Yonason, because of this question, says Varmar Moshe Dein Piskamot Desavdom. This is what you should do. Then he adds in, so that's translation of the first part of the pasuk. He'll translate as well at the end. In the meanwhile, he puts in a thought. Remove the Yitzhahara from your heart. Immediately, so is the second half of the pasuk. So he adds in, because of this question, what is it saying? He adds in a whole new thought. So Sema says like this, that when we talk about, what does it mean Zeh, where this is the he translates it a little bit drushy, but Zeh Dabor means this is the item. So what does it mean this is the item? When I talk about something, I want to describe this is it. What's the element I'm looking for to find the it? That I'm looking for. So he says everything was created in the Bria for a purpose. Everything the Bereshit put in this world is in some way to be a gilui of a kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's its purpose. So every single thing which the Bereshit put in the Bria has a Zeh Hadavar. It has this is it. So if you can figure out what the each item, how it's supposed to be used. What is the reason why the Bereshit put it here in the Bria? How it's supposed to be on Kvod Shemayim? Then, but Yiroi Lachem Kvod Hashem. So that Memelo, if you're going to do that and find in each thing what it is, so Zeh Hadavar, Tasu, go and do that. Go and find the Zeh Hadavar in each thing, and then through that you're going to Megala Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria in a tremendous way. Therefore, the Bereshit's covenant will be nisgal in the Bria as promised. If each thing in the world will be used for what it's supposed to accomplish and bring out the Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nisgal in the Bria. So therefore, there we have it, that what the pasuk means. So it's interesting thought to sit there and to contemplate that every single thing which we see, we look for, if we could stop a moment and think, in what way would this be something which can bring out quite a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what could I do with it, how can I interact with it in a way which will bring out Kvod Shemayim, whether it's eating, whether it's interacting using a chavetz for a mitzvah, not using it for an aveira. But if this is true by every item in the Bria, Kabbalah Karma is true by each person in the Bria, how is this person a vehicle for Kvod Shemayim? How can I help it bring out his Kvod Shemayim? What can I do to enhance that, increase that? That's something which should give us tremendous pause, tremendous just to stop and think. Nothing is as it meets the eye. Everything has much more to it. Everything has, in some way, a message and a purpose in this Bria. Have a good Shabbos.